Lord God have mercy, that's about all you do meet. Because the real saint of God has almost had to get away from the whole work and retreat into the shadows, because if you don't, then they classify you with these old mimickers and hypocrites that the churches are full of. Brother, I don't want to be associated with them. And that young couple says, we live in Germany, and told her the part of the nation. I forgot that. That says over there it's very difficult to find a Christian anywhere. A real Christian. Lord, have mercy. Isn't that an indictment? That there's two little old churches around there that are partly Christian, and we can't go to any of them. We have to have church at home. This week the mail was running in that vein. Most people that wrote were writing about the difficulty in finding a church that wasn't dead or wasn't just full of hootenannies and medicine shows and carrying on some kind of ridiculous religious ceremony to try to impress people with their spirituality. When in all reality, they were spiritually dead. And our letters went like this. Would you please tell us how to have church at home? Would you please tell us, if you can, in Washington, D.C. or in New York or Minneapolis or some other city, do you know of a church where we can go where they're real Christians and where they preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? They're spiritually dead or bankrupt everywhere we go. See, ladies and gentlemen, the real saints of God are chagrined with what's happening in the churches of Jesus Christ here in America, here in our end time, because they're spiritually bankrupt. They go out with a problem, they leave with a problem. They go out there with sickness, they leave sick. They go out with sin in their life, they leave with sin in their life. They go out there with their soul burdened down, they're despondent, they're destitute, they're bankrupt. And when they leave that church, they're still destitute and bankrupt. That's got to be changed in a hurry. Where's the love that we cry about in America today? In a spiritually bankrupt Christian culture that has nothing to offer. No longer can we say, in the name of Jesus, arise and walk. We can say, silver and gold, no longer can we say, we have none. That's the church today. But the Bible said in Psalm 106:15 that God gave the church of old their request, and he sent leanness into their soul. And that's what's happened to the church of Jesus Christ in the end time. God has given the church their request, but they're spiritually bankrupt. He has sent leanness into their souls. In Hosea, the 4th chapter, beginning in verse 6, God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What makes a church spiritually bankrupt? It's when preachers, 6-foot icicles, stand in a pulpit and will not preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to God's people. You know, every promise of God to the individual, the human family, or a nation is always conditional. See, that condition God lays at the responsibility at the feet of every person, nation, or church is, you obey my voice, and I'll bless you. But if you don't, I'll withdraw myself from you. I tell you, America today stands on the verge of great disasters in God's judgments because they've not obeyed the voice of the Lord. We haven't obeyed God's voice. We look around today and see the wretched, miserable, debauched condition of our society. Here is God's summarization of our moral degeneracy that he will soon punish very severely in America, in a bankrupt church society. It's found in also the book of Jeremiah 6:15 and 16. He asked the question. He said, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they'll fall among them that fall when I visit them, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. And God's crying to the church of America, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and you'll find rest for your souls. But they said to the prophet, we will not walk therein. And that's the condition of the church today. They're spewed out of the mouth of Jesus Christ. because they won't hearken to the voice of the Lord any longer. Immorality, homosexuality, abortions, unisex styles, nudity, crime, violence, murder, theft, cursing, smoking, drinking, dope addiction, gambling, divorce, juvenile delinquency, political corruption, false prophets, phony Christians, dead churches, counterfeit Bibles. The church is bankrupt. They can't even send God's message out of our nation or to our nation any longer because of their old counterfeit Bibles that they're publishing and preaching out of here in this end time. When the King James Bible has God's only true message to a bankrupt society such as ours. His only terms of returning to divine favor is found in the King James Version of the Bible, which is a true voice of God Almighty to this end time generation. In a nation full of dead churches, sorry parents. I don't mean that you're sorry you made a mistake. I mean just no good parents. Disease, misery, heartache, rebellion against God's word. This is the epitomization of this paradise that man's technology and ingenuity has built. But it's a fool's paradise. A fool's paradise. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, only God could have ever given the wisdom, the direction, and the knowledge to establish a democracy like America is here for our 200 years. And just think, our great nation that was built by divine design is falling victim to the same paganism that other great empires have fell victim to in their rebellion against God's word and in their immorality and in their permissiveness that characterized their great societies. Our paradise is swiftly passing in and becoming a jungle of fear and want, filled with brutish denizens and not the God-fearing citizens that our great nation was founded upon under the motto, "In God We Trust." And the great tragedy of it all, ladies and gentlemen, is that those few God-fearing citizens and saints of God who remain in this great republic, they're too weak and they're too hesitant to turn our sick society around. Therefore, our paradise is going to be irretrievably lost. Now, the great question is, who's to blame? I'll answer that. Phony and soothsaying preachers and blind, apathetic, and faint-hearted Christians are equally to blame with these phony, sweet-talking preachers. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you this. I want to challenge you. Look yourself in your mirror squarely today, right in the eye, and ask yourself this probing question. Am I one of them that's caused this terrible languishing in all of this demise of the greatest nation that's ever been upon this earth? Am I part of that responsible group? You perhaps are. God cried out in times of old through Jeremiah the prophet. As I began in the first part of the message in Jeremiah 7:28, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. And truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Lord, I remember in Acts the 13th chapter, verse 10, the great apostle Paul preaching to a group of unbelieving Jewish leaders in the nation of Israel before it was finally crushed and dispersed among all the other nations of the world. Here's what he said to those leaders in warning. Acts 13:10, beware therefore lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the Old Testament prophets. Behold, you wonders and despisers, and perish. For I'll work a work in your day, a work which you shall in no wise believe, though a man declared it unto you. You know, when he was speaking, from the time that Jesus was crucified until the time Jerusalem was destroyed and the whole Jewish nation was scattered like a whirlwind among the other nations of the world. It was only 37 years. Now see, this is some 20 years later or thereabouts. So you see, the sands were falling through the hourglass swiftly, and judgment was swiftly descending upon that nation to destroy them because their leaders rejected the counsel of the prophets that God sent to them in His Spirit.